White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
That's me. Got my own radio show. Look, Mum, I've made it. Aye, aye. 9:07 is your time. My name is Vinnie White. I'm not from around these here parts, so he's a stranger taking our jobs. Taking our jobs. Get him off. That's for everyone listening in Texas. Hello, and my name is Vinnie White, and this is a radio show, and it's an hour long, which isn't long, so we've got to pack it with stuff, and it's going to be a good show today. Just a very quick bit about me, because I'm quite new here on News Talk 1010, and arguably in the country as well. So a quick bit about me, but I won't make it as egocentric, because Justin Bieber... Didn't take long to wedge that one in. Yeah, that's coming up for sure. Definitely going to be mentioning him. But yeah, a little bit about me. So, hello, I am Vinny. I'm from London, which is in the United Kingdom, which is where Maggie Thatcher's from. Or was from, I suppose we say. We'll be speaking about her as well. And yeah, I've been here for about 5 or 6 years. I was working in Ottawa on the radio there for about 5 years. And I moved to Toronto because it's more fun. Hello to everyone in Ottawa. I still love you. But it was a bit boring there. There you go. Say it every week. Not going to apologise for it. It's a fact. And if you're in Ottawa, then you'll probably relate. Great place for a family. But if you haven't got one and you don't want to get one, not the greatest place. So here I am in Toronto. Love it. Love it. I do rant occasionally. It makes me sound like I don't love it, but I do. And life's going well. Do this here radio show every week. And it's essentially a big chat in a pub with a lack of pub. You know, it's got the vibe of a pub in that you can talk about what you want. It's quite unpredictable, I like to think. And you can drink what you like while you listen to me and get involved and interactive. Call in. I love it when you do. And unlike a pub, you don't have to tip me. And you can be rude to me if you want. It's all good radio. 71010 on the text. And if you want to phone in, it's 416-872-1010. Or StarTalk 8255 on your cellular StarTalky phony thingy. I don't know, I don't understand it, I'm getting old. And that's the first thing I want to talk about. I am old, it's official. Because I like a bit of dance music, right? I'm European. So I went today to Canada's biggest dance music show. It was the Canadian DJ show, which went on all day today and all day yesterday at the International Centre, which is conveniently located in Vancouver! Ridiculous drive out there. But yeah, it was all right. And, you know, I like, in my spare time, I sometimes give it a bit of wiggity-wiggity-wiggity-wat. I'm not being racist, that's what I sound like when I scratch and drop fat beats with the cool kids. And as you can see, I'm doing a young person's job of DJing, but I'm an old person. And I knew that today when I was there, because two things made me realise that I was finally old. one, the music was too loud and it upset me. And the other thing is that, you know, when you go to these shows and there's promotional women, or I say women, girls, wandering around with hot pants on and high heels and very little else indeed, a little crop top, there was three of them. And the first thing I thought was, God, they must be cold. And then I thought, I wonder what their father thinks. You know, what's happening to me? I remember when in the olden days, I'd have been over there sharpish and going, hey, baby cakes, why don't you go for a drink sometime? Not nowadays. No. Just want to put a coat on them and give them a little cuddle. So they grow up, get an education. So that was me. It was good if you went, but too loud. And who am I kidding, by the way? Talk radio host on News Talk 1010. I think I'm some sort of superstar Paul Oakenfold DJ. Oh, well, it's a laugh. So that was today. Also, something that happened to me today, I found out that I am the most bullshy person in the world. I was in a bit of a rush to get there. I stopped at Tim Hortons and I micromanaged. Have you ever caught yourself doing this? I was asked for a couple of snack wraps. Other snack wraps are available from different independent food establishments. I don't want to give any accidental advertising to them. But I do. I love a Tim Horton snack wrap. She made one. And I said, actually, that's not enough. Can I make another one? And the guy behind, who was doing the snack wrap making, he wasn't given the message. So I said to the cashier, you might want to tell the gentleman behind you to make me another one. Oh, she said, I was just about to, sir. I'm telling people how to do their jobs. That's another sign of age. What is happening to me? It's not beer, I promise. So, what a week. Wow. Well, Justin Trudeau just won the leadership race. You probably know about that. But in international news, the Iron Lady, she is no more. Yeah. Recognised on the national stage, a pioneer who polarised opinion and provoked reaction. She dismantled trade unions and had more impact in the 1980s than Depeche Mode, Duran Duran and Erasure put together. And arguably worse hair. She had 4 hours sleep a night. Her name was Maggie. And, wow, some people really didn't like her. My opinion on her is quite down the middle. It's incredibly boring, actually. I think I'm the only person that isn't polarised. In some respects, I think, well, she was onto quite a good thing because there wasn't a lot of coal left in the mines and the trade unions were getting out of hand. And other things, I think she did very little for feminism and was a bit of a battle axe. But that's my opinion. What's really interesting this week is to see the incredible height of opinion from people who, by the way, are surely too young to recognise. Like, there's a lot of people running around in Trafalgar Square in central London saying, oh, ding dong, the witch is dead, that are 18. How? What? Okay, the impact of her politics has certainly had an effect on these kids. See, I'm calling 18-year-olds kids as well. It's official. The youngins, you know, what do they know? They make me sick.
Yeah.
But but that's the way it is. It seems to me that a lot of these people that have propelled, for example, you probably know about this, the Wizard of Oz song, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. There's been an online campaign by opponents of the Baroness and to get it to number one in the UK chart, which happens every week. And it's quite a sort of British staple, listening to the chart for the young ones. And yeah, they've sold, what was it? 5,700 behind the number one. So in other words, it didn't make it to number one, but it did make it to number two. And no one was buying it for the song because it's like 50 seconds long. So iTunes did well out of it, 99 cents ago. But yeah, so the fact of the matter is that there's been an enormous amount of people. So 52,000 people bought that single, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. So that's 52,000 people that clearly hate her enough to spend 99 cents telling the world they hate her and to try and propel as a song, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, to number one. Well, okay. Now, yes, she might not have been the most majestic and subtle person, but she is dead. Should you speak ill of the dead? Is it wrong? She has still got a family. It's not entirely what they want to hear. I think it might definitely be offensive. It's a little bit funny, but it is definitely offensive. So some hate her, and many of them appear to be 18. She did block sanctions to South Africa during apartheid and did some other things that are questionably wrong, diddly diddly wrong wrong, as many famous politicians and column writers have suggested in that English. She is a bit wrong, diddly, wrong, wrong. But now the big problem is that it's a funeral on Wednesday in the UK. And, of course, there is an enormous controversy, depending where you're from, on whether she should have a state funeral. Now, it looks like she's going to. Now, what that means is that it's going to cost a lot of money. And there's going to be, you know, a 21-gun salute and all the trimmings. And it is going to cost a lot of money. I don't actually have a figure, but it will cost a lot. And it will be paid for by the taxpayer. And if the taxpayer happens to be someone that really doesn't like her, well, then they're going to be very upset. Hence the, I wouldn't say riots, but certainly very loud protests and a few arrests that have happened across London. By the way, if you've just tuned in, this is Toronto. It's very London-centric. Some Brit banging on about his home country. I will get to you in a minute. Don't worry. I'm not, like, you know, obsessed with the UK. It's just an interesting week. Yeah. And I don't know what they're going to do about this funeral. I don't know why they don't privately sponsor it. That would be a way. Maggie is a spicy sauce, a Nestle brand in many European countries. So that you could have Maggie, her death, sponsored by Maggie. Or you could get Red Bull to sponsor it. You'd have to attach her to a back of a motorbike and fling her over a building because they're loving the adrenaline, the old Red Bull team. But you could do that. Coke sponsor anything and McDonald's, get them on it. look at Nike's history. So there's a website called, fantastically called, isthatcherdeadyet.co.uk, which is a website, obviously in the UK,
which has been built, actually, and it's been up and running for the last 7 years. And the homepage has only ever said the word no. And this week, isthatcherdeadyet.co.uk changed its homepage to yes, Margaret Thatcher is dead. The lady's not returning. So so that's that. Quite a lot of outcry from various people. A miserable failure was how she was described by Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams. Staunch opponents of Thatcher held parties to celebrate. All sorts of celebrations actually were going on. People in Brixton in South London holding banners saying, and I'm going to say this because I'm just being journalistic, the bitch is dead, which is a word that surely is offensive, even though somehow Britney Spears managed to wedge it in her new pop song. Britney bitch. Yeah, which by the way is another thing that makes me angry and realise that I'm old, because Britney Spears' new song, Britney Bitch, is actually extremely upsetting to me and makes me think that she's setting a bad influence to young people. Wouldn't have cared. Wouldn't have cared 10 years ago. Just would have danced. Probably got drunk. But now, yeah, Tony Blair has had a very different outcry onto the verdict of Margaret Thatcher's death. He said, agree with her or disagree with her, she was a great leader. Now, that's Tony Blair, so you have to take it with a pinch of salt, because I don't think he's ever told the truth about anything, so. Read into that what you will. Right. If you want to get in touch, it'd be lovely to hear from you. So far, a couple of texts come in. Thatcher's best move, fighting for the Falklands and winning big time. And then someone says, got to spice up the visuals for the webcam. Scott from North Vancouver. Right, Scott, are you just referring to my face? Because there's not much you can do about it. I know I do look a bit like a Picasso. It's difficult to know which bit's my profile. Look at that. That's my side. That's the front. No difference. But yeah, I'd love to spice it up. What do you want me to do, Scott? Take my shirt off? If you want to see the webcam, I wouldn't encourage it. It's pretty boring by all accounts. Go to the News Talk 1010 website. Find it online.
I like that.
All right. Why, Monica says, why are people in London calling her a bitch? And I suppose that's a good question. Monica, tell me why you think they might be calling her a bitch.
My question was, though, is England has been the cradle of civilization for 500 years, English, music, art, thought, whatever, and why are people now getting to this point where they're disrespecting, or whether or not you liked her, why are they being so mean to the family? She has two kids, right? They've lost a mom, and maybe there are grandchildren involved, so why are they being disrespectful to the family?
Well, they would argue, just to play them for a moment, they would say, we're not being disrespectful to the family. We're celebrating the death of someone that ruined a country that we loved. And if the family happened to hear it, then so be it. That's what they would say.
But King Henry VIII is kind of screwy himself.
Mm.
So anyway, you have a great country. I think you're amazing. I think I only just turned in. I'm really enjoying you.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. And
welcome to Toronto.
nice to have a nice compliment. Thank you, Monica. Oh, bless her. See, I was about to fight her, and then she flattered me to death. I was about to really go at her, and then she said, I think you've got a great country and you're amazing. And I think she actually also said that England was a bastion of civilization for 500 years. Yeah, I mean, I can be nationalistic. I wouldn't go that far. It's all right. The Stone Roses were fantastic. Yeah, James, good. Oasis, not bad. Yeah, we've given a lot. Charles Darwin, good effort there. We love what you did there. Captain Cook, great. Bastion of humanity for 500 years. Might be pushing it, but you know what? I'm English. I'll take it. We'll take anything we can. We used to take all your countries, but now we don't do that. Now we just give them back, apart from the Falklands, which we will not give back. There's a text here from earlier. It's totally irrelevant, but I can't help but read it out. Casino doesn't attract tourists. I wonder what they were talking about earlier. That's a good one. Hey, Maggie Thatcher was from Grantham. I didn't know that, actually. Okay. Keep them coming in on 71010. So, yes, if you just tuned in, my name's Vinny. Margaret Thatcher died, and we're taking a sideways look at it. Is it wrong? Were they offensive? I mean, is it okay? I mean, it's a land of free speech, isn't it? It's okay to say, ding dong, the bitch is dead, and make a banner? Not sure I'd do it. Just, I don't know why people need to celebrate in such an outward way anyway. If I'm happy about something, I just tend to go down the pub, have a couple of pints, cheers my mates. I don't have to write banners about it. Just get on with your life. All right, now, I want to move on. How are we doing for break? Have we got to go to a break? Okay, well, let me just tempt you with this audio carrot before I go. Justin Bieber has said something outrageous. We're going to look at it. I know that it's already been somewhat discussed by the fantastic Pei Chen, but we come back and take Bieber apart in just a minute right here on News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yes, Vinny White, the old man, is back, and it's a pleasure to be here. Every now and then we all listen to some absolute drivel from celebrities across the world, and it seems now in the modern Twitter sphere, that's down with the kids, isn't it? In the modern Twitter sphere, there's more and more garbage being spewed out by Disney fresh-faced poppy idiots on a regular basis, but this one really does cut the mustard, take the biscuit, or just downright offend. If you think some of what's been going on with old Maggie is offensive, then surely this one really does put some serious icing on the cake for distasteful. Pei Chen was talking about it earlier. She's fantastic, and I want to just look at it again, if we may. So, if you don't know about this, after a highly publicised appearance at Amsterdam's Anne Frank House, the site where Frank and her family hid from the Nazis from 1942 to 1944, Justin Bieber left some thoughts on the museum's guestbook. And this is a direct quote, and I want to be very careful here because I'm not going to add anything, I'm not going to take anything away. This is how he signed the Anne Frank guestbook online. "Truly inspiring to be able to come here. Anne was a great girl. Hopefully, she would have been a Belieber." Now, if you're not sure what a Belieber is, it's the term coined for fans of Justin Bieber. Now, he has 37 million Twitter followers, so there's a lot of fans of Justin Bieber, i.e. Beliebers. But should you say, "Hopefully Anne Frank should be a Belieber"? Should you say that? Is it tasteful? Is it relevant? First of all, I've got a problem with the term Belieber. It's ridiculous. That would be like me saying, "I hope you're a Belieber-y." Shut up. And if only this poor teen could hear Beauty and the Beat. Yeah, you know what I mean? Never mind the fact that she was on the run from the Nazis. And I mean, there's lots of things you can take away from a tour with Anne Frank, but that is self-serving, narcissistic. It's just a rancid ball of ego snot. Now, the online feedback of this has been massive, of course. Some idiot wrote, "I hope he dies in a Holocaust." Yeah, you'll know better yourself. But most people have just been saying extremely distasteful, disrespectful, and asking for an apology. But it got me thinking. This is Bieber. He is to blame, and I'm going to be, you know, I don't usually dish out hardcore opinion. Well, at least I don't think I do, but I actually do. But he is to blame for being so insensitive, distasteful, and stupid. But he's not the first, is he? Because there's been so many idiotic things by celebrities over the years. And I understand when you're a public speaker that actually sometimes you mean to say things and they come out the wrong way. But surely when you're taking the time to write something down, you should really think this through. So if there's any... See, the target demographic for this radio station isn't exactly Justin Bieber fans. So I think it's going to be fairly... Plus, most people that listen to this radio station are intelligent and reasonably sensitive. So I think that I'm not going to find it difficult to find anyone that thinks that what he said was distasteful, disgusting, and essentially gross. But if there's anyone that feels the other way, I'd love to hear from you. I won't bully you. I just really would like to hear if anyone actually thinks what he said is acceptable. Because his management do. Text 71010. 416-872-1010 on the telephone. Phone me. Have a chat. I haven't chatted with many people. And can you be as flattering as the last caller? Because it tweaked my nipples with happiness, it did. She was lovely. There have been, of course, incredible different comments over the years, mostly just stupid and not necessarily offensive from various stars. I remember Britney Spears once said, I get to go to lots of overseas places, like Canada. That was one of my favourite. I remember the golfer, Greg Norman, said, "I owe a lot to my parents, especially my mother and father." Fantastic. George Bush very rarely opened his mouth without saying something ridiculous. Brooke Shields, during an anti-smoking campaign, said, what was it she said? Smoking kills. If you're killed, you're lost. And you'll lose a very important part of your life. See what you mean? When I say I see what you mean, I don't see what you mean. Let's throw it over to Sean. What do you think about all this shenanigans?
The fact this is actually a story, and if this is talk radio, that we're talking about what a child, I think people are forgetting that he's a child, didn't even go to any university level or anything like that, wrote in a guest book halfway across the world.
Yeah.
Assuming if people are mad at him, he didn't say anything that, maybe in his ignorance it's offensive, but he's a child.
He's 18, so he's not technically a child.
No, but he's 18 in a world of celebrity, and he's been there for very long.
Yeah.
Most of us have gone to school, gone to university, become cultured, understood what is appropriate, what is acceptable. He's not that kind of person.
Yeah.
And it's not like he willingly went to disrupt the memory of Anne Frank in any way.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is even a story, why do we even consider what a child?
Because he's so gorgeous.
Why do you consider what he wrote in a guest book halfway across the world? There are so many more important things going on in the world than what Justin Bieber wrote in someone's guest
book. But what about his hair? It's so pretty. It's a rant. He ran and hung up. I can't believe that. Love it. Oh, you can do that anytime. Phone this show and rant and hang up. Although it would be nice to actually have a discussion. That's how I was brought up. Let's move on. Jesse, your thoughts, please.
I agree with the last caller.
Please don't hang up on me. Beeps. I'm insecure.
He's baby beeped. I don't think that he meant that to offend anyone who survived the Holocaust, Jewish people or otherwise. I think he was just... he's just the beeps. I think we have to forgive, and I'm sure his publicist will come out with some kind of apology. But yeah, I agree. Not a big deal.
I'm sure his publicist is rubbing his hands together with a smile on his face like a Cheshire cat.
Not like he signed with a swastika or something. You know, that would be offensive.
Oh, that's where you draw the line, is it? You have very liberal minds. Yeah, very liberal. All right. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
Bye.
Bye. You know, this is the paradoxical thing of doing stories like this is the fact of the matter is that, albeit me not being the most important talk radio host in the world, although my mum says I am, the fact of the matter is that my giving him any publicity is just creating more on the machine, yeah? And I am aware of that. And that's the last thing I want to do. So just for balance, I think your hair's stupid and you look like a girl. Deal with that. And I think that's the mature way of dealing with things, you know? I think when you do that, everything's all right. It got me thinking though, so I wanted to ask you what you things that people say that you wish they wouldn't. And this doesn't have to be in line with any celebrities. I'm not particularly interested in celebrities, but tell me your thoughts on him. But I'd also like to know things that people say that you wish they wouldn't. And I've got a few. ATM machine. That annoys me. ATM machine. The M is the machine. That's an automatic telling machine. Yeah, that annoys me. British Columbia is beautiful. Everyone that lives in British Columbia always says that. I know it is. Keep it to yourselves. Stop sending pictures of your lovely grass as well. Still crappy here. We're not ready for that. The word awesome, totally overused. That annoys me. So let me know, what do people say that you wish they wouldn't? Meanwhile, I've got a feeling this topic is going to be quite sticky. Colin would like to comment. Colin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. You sound like you're going through some sort of very large tunnel.
You know what? I am in the car, so if it's too noisy, just let me know and I can speak to you later.
No, I'll keep you on the line, but close your window.
Window's closed. It's just, it's a Ford Focus. These American cars. It is what it is.
Okay. All right. What's your thoughts, Mr. Colin?
I like to give Justin Bieber the benefit of the doubt just a little bit. You know what? It is an ignorant comment that he made. It does belie a little bit of, immaturity. But I really think it's got an innocent sort of idea at its heart.
Yeah.
I really think all he's saying there is, you know what, how many, over 14, 15 million teenage girls all over the world listen to Justin Bieber every day? I think he just wishes this girl had a chance at a normal life. Internet counterculturists, jump down his throat because they don't like the idea that, 14-year-old girls like what 14-year-old girls like.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit of an ignorant comment for him to sort of associate himself personally with such an important historical figure, but I think it's blown way out of proportion.
Good point. Well put. And sadly, I'd like an argument with you, but I actually agree with you. I think that the only thing is, if he'd have had the intelligence, integrity, or perhaps a different upbringing that would make him realise that perhaps he should have said, if only this girl could have lived a normal life, it would have been a lot clearer than what he actually did say.
This is true, but he's Justin Bieber with a capital JB.
Yeah, and his hair looks like he's a Lego man. But, you know, let's not get personal. Thanks a lot, mate. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Cheers. Trying to rule out the word mate, and I keep weaving it in. I've been here for 5 years, and I keep saying it. If I do it again, you're allowed to phone me up and have a shout at me. We're going to go to break in a minute, but I do want to hear more on a slightly lighter level, really. Things that people say that you wish they wouldn't. It's already gone quite interesting. Abby says, authentic and organic. Jesse says, epic. Scott says, I mean. Oh, what, when people say that in sentences? I mean, like. Oh, like, that's another one. That one's good. That's showing up a lot. But anyone that says leverage should be shot, says Scott. Cynthia says, due diligence is my bugbear. Can't stand it when people say that. And finally, Christine says, six of one, half a dozen of the other. That's not that bad. My girlfriend, God bless her, lovely girl, love her dearly, says six of one, a dozen of the other. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. We'll be back in a minute with more of your what people say that you wish they didn't, and perhaps some different views on our little beeps.
The Vinnie White Show is on In Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
That's not my technical skills, I'll tell you. Although, when I do DJ with my turntables, a lot of people have said that I couldn't mix a cake. So there you go. I think it was the producer, bless him. He's lovely as well. Now then, let's throw me right off that wiggity, wiggity, wiggity. Right, where were we? Yeah, the text has gone really wild, and I like this. Let me know about things that people say that you just wish they wouldn't. Stop saying it! 71010 on the text if you want to text in. It's quite text-friendly. Or call in, for goodness sake. Pick up the phone and have a chat with me. What are you? 416-872-1010 on the telephone. And, so here's some of the things that have come in. Things that people say that you wish they wouldn't. Whatever. From Diana. Yeah, I actually don't mind whatever, unless it's, yeah, like, whatever. Oh, my God. That drives me absolutely insane and makes me want to cut my own ears off. It's been annoying me since the 90s, and it doesn't seem to be going away. Tammy says, it's kind of like, you know, like something like, yeah, I understand, yeah, same sort of Californian drool, same sort of clueless shenanigans. Stuart says, the use of literally is ridiculous. Actually, this one, I entirely agree with you, because people use it. Let's understand the word literally. It's there to point out if, for example, you might have thought that I was being figurative, I need to tell you that I am being literal, thereby incredibly truthful and accurate. So when, for example, the other day I was outside Bulk Barn and a fella came out on his phone and said, I've just come out of Bulk Barn, they've got literally everything. No, they haven't got literally everything. They've got a lot of stuff. I love Bulk Barn. I like the licorice pipes. They make me happy. But they do not have... Do they have pigs? Do they have cars? Do they have vacuum cleaners? No! So they don't have literally everything. Literally, they don't. And relax. Basically is also a peeve for a lot of people, basically. Yeah, that one's overused, isn't it? I hate to tell you, but, says someone called D, I hate to tell you, but is particularly difficult to hear from a doctor. Yeah, yeah, I can understand that, yeah. Kath says, anyone that says, oh, I understand exactly what you went through or feel, they probably don't. The speaker has no frigging idea, she says. Well, they might do. Although I don't know what Kath's been through. It's difficult to say. Ursula says, I'm so tired. Oh, my God. And sugar. What? Sugar as in a term of affection? I think I'd do that. Whoops. Lisa says, I find it odd when people tell me how much taller I am than people that have stood beside me. I find it very insulting. I'm going to presume that Lisa is tall. That's my... incredible gumption. Ruby says, have a good day annoys me, particularly when it's... Yeah, this one gets me. Particularly when it's like 11 o'clock at night. And cashiers say, have a good day. Yeah, that's true.
Just because you haven't got Windows and your job's boring, I understand. I did it for years. But it doesn't mean to say you can't have a loose concept of what time of day it is. When people ask you a question so that they can tell you something and they don't actually want the answer, that drives me insane, says another Lisa. Yes! Oh, sweet! Oh, you've tapped into my brain. That's the most annoying thing ever. When someone goes, can I ask you what you think of cheese? And you go, oh, I quite like it because I like brie. Really didn't care what I thought. Wow, this is good. This is good. This is it's like having a wife. I can moan and rant, and hopefully you still love me. Well, that's the plan. Hello, Greg.
Oh, hi, Vinny. How are you doing?
Really good. It's nice to hear from you.
Great. Good to hear it. Listen, you remember the movie Borat?
Very well.
I don't know about it. Maybe 8 years, 10 years ago. I loved it. It was a 10 out of 10 movie, really funny. But one phrase out of that movie has basically made me go crazy every time I hear it in the media or anybody else, and that is not so much.
Not so much.
Yes, that's right. And that's replaced not very much or not as much in the English language. It's completely replaced it, and everybody just says, not so much. And it's basically bastardized that part of the English language.
And the other one that came out of that, my wife. Everyone was doing that for about 3 or 4 years. Now I have.
Exactly. Anyway, yep. That's the one that is a little bit, not so much good.
See what you did there, and you beat me to it as well. Thanks, mate. I was just going to do it to annoy him as well. Thanks a lot, Greg. Mohammed, what annoys you?
Hi, Vinny. How are you?
I'm better than sex.
A couple of things. Number one, they're so lazy in North America, they can't say half an hour. They say half hour.
Okay, they do that in England as well, just for the record.
Two letters, for God's sake, A and N. Now, the other thing they say, there is a lot of people. No, there are a lot of people, not there is a lot of people.
Yeah. Hang on. What was the last one? There are a lot of people.
Yeah, not there is a lot of people.
Oh, they say there is. Yeah, your ears and your eye. You've got to get your ears and your eye sorted out. Okay, mate, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Mate. I just said mate again. I know. I'm just going to slap myself every time I do that. Trying to drop that. Anne.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so wonderful that it's getting more exciting by the minute. I do wish this show is a bit longer, I have to confess. I don't know where an hour goes so quickly, so I must plod on, but I'm very happy.
That's great. That's great. Well, it sounds like it's going well.
Mm.
So my favorite or pet peeve things that people say is what's up?
Oh, my God. That's annoying.
Because they really don't want, and especially I know they don't want the answer based on if they tilt their head back a bit and you can see their nostrils.
Right. Right. It's even more annoying if they're still doing the 90s Budweiser ad, because can we get rid of that?
No, it's not what's up, but, I mean, yeah, that is annoying, and you hope that nobody uses that, but
yeah.
So what's up?
One of my problems with the whole what's up, what's happening is because I don't actually know what to say. When someone walks into a room and goes,
exactly.
Hey, what's happening? I'm like, I don't know. Do you actually, because the answer is
like,
that
was
I'm playing,
I supposed to,
the answer
was
is,
I supposed to go on an adventure?
Stop talking when I'm talking. That's what my teacher used to say, and that's what I'm going to say to you. Yeah, the answer is that when you walk into the room and you say, what's happening? I'm probably just checking my email and scratching my leg. But you don't want to report on that. So now I've got to be creative about what to say.
Yeah, what part of your day do you impart to him? Or does this person even care? Or is this just their way of acknowledging that you're under their nose?
Exactly. What's happening? What's up? Yeah.
It's a question that really doesn't want an answer for me.
Yeah. How do you feel about the term big man? Someone says, by the way, just so you know, I'm not a big man. And someone said to me the other day, what's up, big man? And I was like, but first of all, I don't want to answer the first part. And secondly, I'm not big.
I think that's something that an uncle would say to his nephew.
Yeah. I was sitting on the man's lap at the time. No, I wasn't. Thanks for calling. Take care. Got a giggle out of her. Got the wrong one out of that. Gosh, it's crazy in here. Hello, Peter. What have you got?
Hey, good evening. Well, I guess it's a term that's become so overused, it's become meaningless and worthless and watered down, and it's the best. The best burger in town, or the best service you could find, or the best, you know, company for this in the universe. Like, who did the test? Who measured it? Who says who? Who's the best? Says who? Right?
Means nothing. Means nothing
at all. Absolutely.
The best according to who? You and your mate that own the company and your mum? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but best falafel in town. Okay, and where are the test results, right?
Like, yeah.
It just becomes an opinion. It doesn't mean it's the best. It's just it's a color added to trying to sell probably a bad service to somebody.
Yeah, actually, that's the thing. You start becoming suspicious. Anyone that says the best, you think, why are you hiding? You've probably got salmonella in that burger.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Oh. Nice. We're talking about things that people say that you just wish they wouldn't. And the one that keeps coming up on the text is whatever, which I thought people had stopped saying, but apparently not. But this is a good one. Says, is it Shawnee? Shawnee says, I love travelling. I went to an all-inclusive in Cuba 3 years ago. Yeah, people do say that, don't they? Yeah. I get that a lot about England. Oh, I love England. Have you ever been? No, can't afford it. Okay. people that say sorry for no reason. Any hockey cliche, says Sean, says any hockey cliche, i.e. give 110%. Yeah, that any percentage more than 100 annoys me. It's ridiculous. I've seen people try and outdo each other when they're doing commentating. Up the left wing there, and Jones is really giving it 110%. Actually, that's not true, Bert. I think it's more 115% he's giving. No one can give more than 100%! It is a moot point, a fictional argument, and stupid! It's quite energetic, this show, isn't it? Ron, what upsets you when it comes to people saying things? What do you wish they wouldn't say?
With all due respect. Oh, I have no respect for you. It drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts.
It's the one that is the prerequisite to something that's offensive and that they have no respect for you with whatsoever.
I'd have more respect if the guy said, look, I'm not going to say I have, you know, with all due respect, because I have none.
Yeah, so if he said, for example, with no respect whatsoever, I think Justin Bieber was right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be easier.
I fully agree.
Drop the insincerities. Thank you, Ron.
Precisely. Have a...
See, I'm going to fill in the rest of it. He said, have a great day, and I was going to have a go at him for that. No, he's have a great evening. At the end of the day, a lot of people are saying at the end of the day, Steve said that. I say that. At the end of the day, does it matter? It is a bit annoying. Yeah. No offence, but that's similar to with all due respect, isn't it? No offence, but you're fat. Cheers. No offence, but you really look like the back end of a car crash. Cheers. Yeah. Using like is coming in probably at number two after whatever. And, yeah, text me. Nancy says, I was thinking. What's wrong with that? I was thinking. I think I say that as well. About half of these I use. People that say dude, particularly when addressing a middle-aged woman. Yeah. Yeah. I like doing that to women that I don't like because it's condescending. That means when someone talks down to you. We come back in a minute. I'm going to do a misconnection. It's a little staple of the show. It's where we read out something online, a Craigslist misconnection. We will do it next. In the meanwhile, if you want to call in, well, I love hearing from you. We've only got about 10 minutes left, so let's wedge them in. You can call in on 416-872-1010. Things that people say that you just wish they wouldn't say, you can text on 71010. Misconnection next.
Stimulating thought and the talk to follow. This is the Vinnie White Show on News Talk 1010.
I'll take it. All right, nice to be back. I haven't got long, so we're going to dive straight into a Toronto Craigslist misconnection. Every week I scour the internet looking for the appropriate one to read out, and this one's an absolute peach. From Craigslist, we see, normally two people try to get together by pointing out where they've been and where they met. Let's see if this one's any different. Dear driver of the white Volvo station wagon parked in front of the church nightclub on Saturday night. I never formally introduced myself. I was so concerned with my personal safety that I wasn't able to tell you how much I wanted to punch you in the throat. I never got the chance to tell you what an embarrassment to humanity you are. I appreciate your concerns in life. After all, I was walking on the sidewalk that your car was hovering over. Your car's presence did force me to reroute my steps. That may have entitled you to a simple, I'm sorry for blocking the entire sidewalk. I don't know what I was thinking. That would have sufficed. That would have been nice. I'm pretty sure that, what are you looking at, bitch, was not the appropriate response to my crossing in front of your car. I know, you had a young girl in your car and you wanted to impress her. I was surprised to see your companion laughing at my expense. I can't promise that if I were in a similar situation, I would laugh at my male companion harassing a strange female and calling her a bitch. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't laugh at all. You must possess some amazing charm. That charm was further demonstrated when you continued to shout at me. Just keep walking, you said pointedly. I admire your ability to pass judgment on a girl wearing a normal outfit in a rude and obnoxious way, using a word that I can't even use here. I think I realised the breadth of your charm when you two men tried to calm you down. Get in the car, they requested. She started it, you protested. I started it. I did, after all, walk in front of your car. If that sounds the grounds for verbal assault, then hell, I don't know what is. Why not assault me? I like it. What I'm saying is, I really regret that I didn't kick your ass. Regrets? I've had a few. Perhaps we'll meet again. I sure hope so. The tall blonde girl that walked in front of your car. Love it, love it. There are some, there are usually two people that are looking for romance to be rekindled or kindled, but in this case, not quite so much. Yeah, I like it. If you got the gumption and sassiness to write such a great letter, then I will gladly read it out. All right, we're going back to what people say that you wish they wouldn't say. So far, whatever. It's becoming extremely popular for most people. With all due respect, is one that keeps coming up. And various other ones, actually. ATM machine annoys me because DM is in the machine. That's what DM is for. You can't eat ATM machine. And there's so many other ones. But we can continue to find out what they are. And Mary's on now. Hello.
Hi, Vinny. I love you. I love your show. I wish they would fit you in 2 hours or 3 hours in a week. You're just the bright, sparkling star in my week. Now,
Mother, I'm glad you called.
No, Vinny, I'm calling because I love the term "with all due respect" because it allows me to say with whatever I want about any public turd and say it politically correct and get away with it. All I have to add is "with all due respect."
With all due respect, you're a preposterous fool.
Yeah, whatever I want, I get away with it.
You are a fine woman. You've turned it around. You've shown that it can be used with charm.
Yeah.
Take care, Mary. Bless her. Sarah, what annoys you? What do you wish people wouldn't say that they constantly say?
When people look at you and they say, "That's hilarious," with a total straight face.
Oh, I love what you've just said.
It's infuriating.
Sarah, if I could run off and live with you on an island for that comment alone, I would. That is one of the most annoying... Yeah, it's almost an invitation. One of the most annoying things in the world. Because the thing is, if it was hilarious, like you just...
Yes!
If it's hilarious, hilarious
right?
is the strongest term for laughter.
Not only funny, but hilarious, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Sarah, you're wonderful.
Thank you. You are too.
That's hilarious.
I'm laughing.
Bless her. I don't know how to get rid of her. Oh, she's stuck. I think she's going to take my offer seriously. Producer, hang up on Sarah. I can't get rid of her. The phone's gone crazy. it's going to look wrong. Oh, dear. Fantastic. What a wonderful show we're having so far. I don't know if I've got time for any more, have I? There's a couple of calls coming. Would you believe it? Too many calls to wedge in an hour. If you've just tuned in and you're wondering, what on earth's going on? Who's this British guy taking over the airwaves? How can he possibly be coming over here and taking our jobs? Well, my name's Vinny. I'm here every week from 9 through till 10. It's an absolute charm and a pleasure to come on, and the show wouldn't be anything without you. It's been brilliant. We didn't actually get time to talk about all the things we wanted to. So next week, I can tell you that we're going to be talking about online dating. We're going to be talking about tips for online dating, and perhaps if you've got any online dating stories, I know I have, then we're going to do that. I'm going to wedge and squeeze in this last call because you have been waiting. Hello, Mike.
Yeah. The expression all the politicians use it, moving forward. Hello?
Mike.
I don't know. That's a charming, fantastic end to the programme because of a technical failure. But I think what Mike was quite rightly saying was moving forward. It's become a buzzword that everyone sticks in at every possible and plausible point in their rhetoric. Even I wouldn't be surprised if even North Korea say, moving forward, we're going to obliterate the world. It's getting a bit ridiculous. And it would be nice if everyone stopped saying moving forward. A good one to finish with. Thank you so much for your input. It's been an absolute blast. On the text, it's just been on fire on 71010. As I was saying, next week we're going to be back with more of this shenanigans. We're going to be talking all things online dating. Until then, alas, I must get on with other things. Now, shut the door on your way out. There will be more news talk all the way through the evening. For now, get out.